My very first memories are of trips in the high Sierra of California with my father, and it was formative for me. I mean, he's a great thing about our childhood, my childhood and my siblings, was we got introduced to all the wild country of the American West very early, and got imprinted, and it's there in our blood now, in our bones. My father was I think he was probably the greatest evangelist of this movement. He was really good at sucking people in to the cause, and of course we were the handiest. We were the handiest, and my sister is a professor of geography in Oregon who teaches this subject. So he did pass it on.
In college, Ken Brower says he planned to major in English, but during his first year, his father asked him to take some time off to help him finish a book, and he ended up working on 16 of them, editing and writing.
The guy he'd hired to do this first book was a poet and didn't quite understand the basic need to get the words and images in these books to work together, to work in counterpoint. And I had sort of learned that just by watching my father and Nancy Newhall and Ansel Adams put this first book together. I was a fly on the wall, and I had seen how they did it. I still remember the sort of creative excitement that these three people had. It was palpable in the room. It was sort of electric. They knew that they were onto something good, and they were excited, and they were inventing a genre. And so I had watched that just as a kid, as a sub-teen, and watched just watch how they did it. So I had sort of gotten an idea of how you do that.
As an environmental writer, Brower says he's written for The Atlantic, Audubon, National Geographic, Smithsonian, and many other magazines. And he's written books and chapters on a range of topics, including Micronesia, the tropics, and Antarctica. His father began fighting against dam projects in the 1950s and was the first to successfully oppose a dam proposed by the U.S. Bureau of Reclamation. And at the Film Fest, Brower will show the short film 62 Years. It chronicles his father's successful fight against dams proposed for the Green River in Colorado.
The thing my father used to say about environmental battles is we, the environmentalists, have to win every time. They, meaning the exploiters, the loggers and the miners and the dam builders, only have to win once. And the dam, you can beat this or that dam in congressional battles, but the dam site is still there down in the canyon, and so it's a never-ending effort. You have to be on guard and vigilant all the time, and so it's never a total victory. Things can always go wrong.
The 12th annual Environmental Film Fest will be held on Saturday in Olin Auditorium at Augustana College in Rock Island. Films will focus on how we lost touch with nature, the future of energy, and disobedience. It's subtitled The Rise of the Global Fossil Fuel Resistance Around the World. Showings begin Saturday at 11 a.m. I'm Herb Tricks.